our God is an awesome God. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Rosalind Peters, and I want to thank you for dialing in on this call this morning. I am from Bowie, Maryland, and I tell you, God is a good God. And I just want to thank you, Father. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for all that you have done, all that you do in our lives, God. We just thank you for another day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for opening our eyes this morning. We thank you for allowing us to hear your word this morning. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, for just thinking of a time that we should be coming together to praise your holy name. And we don't thank you for the reason for this call, and that's with our founders of the Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family. We don't thank you for the speaker that will be coming for this morning, the speaker that will give us a word. We ask you to help us to not just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. We thank you, and we lift your name up in prayers. We thank you for our somber this morning that has ushered us so preciously in the Most High God into your presence. We just thank you, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. We thank you. We ask that you would be with families in Bahamas. We just ask that you would just lift them up and allow them to be able to just go, you know, to just move forward. And ask that you would just help us to do what we need to do to help them get through what they're going through. We ask this in the most precious name we pray. Hallelujah. We just and I just want to host. Are you there on this line this morning?
I am here, Minister Rosalind. Can you hear me?
Right. I hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
All right. God bless you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Rosalind, for seating and greeting everyone. And I tell you, it's a special treat when you can go into song while you're greeting. Praise the Lord. That's a special treat from our different songbirds that we have here on the call. Thank you so much again for seating and greeting everyone. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for allowing God to use you. I'm telling you, I'm just still hearing, thank you, Lord, for giving us another opportunity to just worship our Lord. Good morning, TMC family. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary. Yes, the Master's Call. And we're so delighted that you've joined us. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And we are so glad that you've joined us on this wonderful Thursday morning. Let me share a little bit about what this call is all about. It started back in 2000. As a matter of fact, it was October 2010. Yes, we're getting ready to celebrate 9 years. And we're so thankful to God for these two wonderful women of God that said yes to the Master. And with that, we're standing on the Word of God. Our wonderful co-founders are Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with that, they stood on God's Word, Psalm 88:13, saying, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website that you can go to 24/7. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there you'll see that there are archive of messages, powerful messages there that you can get any time of the day when you desire to. And also you'll see the bios of our speakers as well. Now, our theme for this year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me individually and corporately will clearly be seen. Now, you might feel that you want to be a part of this wonderful ministry, and we'd be glad to have you. So you can greet, as Minister Roslyn did so wonderfully, or you can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you can share a word from the Lord. And that, and as well, you can send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. And that information you will send to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, also, we'll take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports verbally on Fridays. So we would love to hear from you. Now, what brought us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International, which was started by Antonio Diaz de Leon, and we're so thankful that here 30 years later, we're still live and well with Artist Life. And so you can get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. Now, with that, we have the New Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call that will give you more information about Artist Life products. And today is Testimonial Thursday. So what better day to get on the call and hear the testimonies of these wonderful products. So that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And today, Manager D. Lee will be hosting Testimonial Thursday. Now, you might need a bypass just in case your provider's trying to charge you or anyone else you might share the call with. That bypass number you'll dial first is 716-293-9707. That's 716-293-9707. Well, now it's time to get out of the way and allow God to use this blessed woman of God. And we're so thankful and delighted that she has been a part of this master's call since, I think, the entire time. Here we're going into 9 years, and we're so thankful that she is an East Coast lady. Yes, she is. She was born in New Jersey to Henry and Vivian, and she is the youngest of four children. She has been a blessing to many. She was has a beautiful young lady, and it's her only daughter, Ursula, who has married Jason Harden. And then they were blessed with a gift that I tell you we hear about all the time, and we're so thankful that she's sharing her dear granddaughter with us. And her name is Shail, and she is a delight to this woman, and she loves calling her BB. Yes. So we're so thankful that this woman has gotten her degree in communications. She's working on her master's in public health at Montclair State University. She is a proud member of Cross and Crown Christian Church, and she seeks to cultivate care, concern, and commitment to all that she comes in contact with. She loves to empower others with, I just love to hear her say, okay, come on, tell me, give me a Bible verse. You know, she has a way of bringing life into the Word of God. So we thank God for her for being a blessing to the masses. She is none other than Minister Benita Cates. She is a member of Artist Life family, and she was the person who coined the phrase that TMC is our telecommunications sanctuary. I dearly love this lady and want to introduce to some, present to others, our very own Minister Benita Cates. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I am. I am here. Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, and you know why I like that Henry part, right? You said that in my bio. I appreciate you You should have seen my mouth. I'm like, yeah. I was on the wrong side of the call, y'all. So you had to. She and she did perfectly. She does what she does. She does what she does very well. Thank you,
God bless you. Take it away.
Yes, ma'am, from our Mississippi Queen. And thank you, my prayer partner, for ushering us in, our songbird, and we had our host for the eat for the day. We welcome, thank you, ladies, for making the call exactly what it is. I thank, and I hope you can hear me well, because I am moving, and often when I'm moving, I'm told that there is background. So I try to do the best that I can. Want to thank the co-founders, Drs. P.K. Roberts Patton and Vanessa Weatherspoon, for being the shepherds of this call and being faithful to this call as it has been.
You all hold on. She'll be right back, hopefully.
Good morning. As we, this is Dr. PK. As we are awaiting our own Minister Bonita to get back, I just want to do what I have been wanting to do since the fast, and that is to thank each and every one of you who participated in the fast and to let you know that God is an awesome God. We have received many wonderful testimonies from you on what happened with you with the fast and doing the fast, and I'm excited about hearing what happened after the fast. I want you all to know that after the fast for me, you all know that those of you who know me know that I'm not a driver, and I was able to drive 4 hours from North Carolina into Atlanta. Bless the name of Jesus. I got a little sleepy twice, but I made it. Favor and victory. That's what I want you to be looking for and to be able to name in the incidents that's happening to you. Want you to journal those things. I was able to drive on up into Atlanta, drive around in Atlanta with all that traffic, and just have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. God truly, truly blessed. I don't know what you have received, but I'm telling you, after the fast, I can say favor, 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 favor of God. In addition to that, the backlash of the enemy, somebody used to say all the time, when the devil starts, when God starts blessing, the devil starts messing. And I'm telling you, I've had a couple of messy things to happen, but when I ask God about it, he says, that's life. The devil is doing what the devil does. If he jumped up in my face up in heaven, what you think he's going to do to you? So yes, yes, but worry not. You have the victory, and just keep it moving, because all things, the word says, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. Miss Bonita, are you back? Dr. V, give instructions. Because
she's
I'm
not,
here to tell you. Okay.
She hasn't returned, Dr. Cousset, but I can take over from here.
All right.
Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. The devil is a liar, and so we're just going to continue with the word that I started a week or so ago, and we're just going to go ahead and let God have his way. So we were here together yesterday, and we were talking about some of the practical things that need to be done, that we need to do to preach God's promise and not our pain. So we're just going to continue down that path and give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him. So yesterday, we talked about building our relationship with God. So in order to be able to preach God's promises and not our pain, we have to build our relationship with God. And we talked about a few things that are necessary to build that relationship. And the first one was, first, we must be saved. So you can't be a part of God's family. You can't be in relationship with him if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because the word tells us the only way to God is through Jesus. And then the second one was that we needed to pray. We needed to spend some time seeking God's will for our lives. Not only do we need to speak to him, but we need to listen for his reply. And the third thing was we needed to fast. We needed to spend time seeking God's word, fasting, because we know that these things go out through prayer and fasting. So now we're going to continue along that vein. And the fourth thing in building that relationship with God is that we need to fellowship. We need to fellowship with God and his people. So it's not just about fellowshipping with people, but we need to fellowship with God. And in that fellowship, we need to worship him. So there are a couple of parts to fellowshipping, and one of those parts is worship. God desires that we worship him because he is a jealous God. We were built for that worship. So we need to make sure that as we continue to build our relationship, in, we are continuing to worship him. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we're told that not only do we need to worship him, but we need to worship him in spirit and in truth. See, worship is one of the key foundations to building that relationship. We need to make sure that as we are walking it out, as we are building our relationship, as we are growing in the grace and wisdom of God, that we are worshiping him. See, God desires that to be worshiped. He wants us to just praise him and glorify him and give him all that we are, to show him that we love him. See, he loves us more than we love ourselves. But our worship allows us to get into the presence of God. Our worship allows us to commune with him. It allows us to go to that next level in him. So we have to make sure that as we continue in the process of growing our relationship so that we can preach God's promises and not our pain, that we worship him in spirit and in truth. So we need to know that we know that our relationship is on solid ground. And if you look at Romans 12:1, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable worship. See, God desires that we worship him. See, in that worship, our relationship is solidified. In that time we spend seeking him, our relationship is solidified. We have to make sure that we are in the right posture. Like each morning, our songbirds worship the Lord in song. They worship him in song. They prepare the hearts and minds to come and receive a word. That is worship. So we need to make sure that as we are growing in God, growing in our relationship,
that we are worshiping God. Luke 4 and 8 says, "And Jesus answered him, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." So even Jesus, quoting the Old Testament to the enemy, mind you, says you should worship the Lord your God and serve him only. We have to make sure that we know that we know that we are serving God, because in that we will be able, we will gain the strength to preach God's promises and not our pain. So we have our part to do. And not only must we worship him, but then we must fellowship with other believers. We need to build relationship with like-minded Christians. We need to build those relationships. That's not something that just happens just because we're all saved. That's a work in progress as well. We need to make sure that as we fellowship, that we are spending that time with others who are like-minded so that we can continue to grow. Because the word says iron sharpens iron. So that means we're sharpening each other as we grow. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, therefore encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. So see, part of that fellowship is encouraging one another, is building each other up. Hebrews 10:25 says, neglect not to fellowship together, as it is a habit of some, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the days drawing near. So we are told to forsake not the fellowshipping of the saints. We're not to neglect that relationship with fellow Christians. We need to make sure that we're building that relationship. So when we're in crisis or when we're looking at a situation or circumstance, we can say to one of our brothers or sisters in Christ, you know, here is where I am. Pray for me. And if you built that fellowship, they can then pray. God doesn't want us isolated and alone. That is a trick of the enemy. See, the enemy desires to separate us from our brothers and sisters in Christ so that we can feel alone and isolated. But we have a choice to make. We can choose to fellowship in spite of how we feel, because our feelings aren't always real. Our feelings don't always tell us the truth. They are valid, and we are to feel what we feel, but we are always to do what God says. So we need to make sure that we are fellowshipping with one another. But also in that fellowship, we need to make sure we have someone we are accountable to. So that means we need to have those who are further along in their Christian walk than we are, that we can be accountable to. That when we're in our darkest hour, after we've turned to Jesus, then we can go to man and say, you know what? Here's where I am. Here's my situation. Here's my circumstance. I need your help. You know what? I know that I'm falling short in this area. And that person we are accountable to can come and say, well, we're going to pray this through, or we're going to walk this out, or here is what I'm hearing the Lord say about your situation. So not only do we need to make sure we're worshiping God, fellowshipping with the saints, but we also need to have an accountability partner who can call us on our BS if necessary. Someone we trust, because everybody should not know all of your business or be in your inner circle. So we have to make sure that we have someone that we're accountable to in the process. So we want to make sure that as we preach God's promise and not our pain, that we are continuing to do the things that we are responsible for doing. I don't know about you, but it is good to have someone that I can be completely open and honest with about where I am and that I know I can trust to be honest with me regardless of how I'm feeling. So in the process of learning to preach God's promises and not our pain, we've got to make sure that we build that relationship with God. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, God always has a word ready for us, and that's what you call ready in season and out of season. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for stepping in and allowing God to use you. And I tell you, I'm basking on that word fellowship. It's so key. Thank you. And I'll ask you to come back and close us out with the benediction after a few announcements and this prayer. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, our Lord, you're excellent in all your ways. And we thank you, oh, God, for this wonderful Thursday morning. We thank you, Lord, that we can come before you and just enter into your presence with thanksgiving. So we say thank you, God. Thank you for allowing us to share with one another. Thank you, oh God, for your spirit of truth dwelling and ruling in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Thank you, oh God, that your word is forever settled in heaven, and you watch over it to perform it. Thank you, oh God, that the blood of Jesus still works, oh God. And with that, Father, we are thanking you, Father, for our Sister Kai who came on, Lord God, and just shared more information on preaching God's promises and not our pain. We thank you that, Lord God, as we fellowship with you, that you're doing a mighty work in us, through us, and for us. We thank you, Father God, for pouring virtues of blessings into Minister Kai like never before. Thank you, Father God, that she is a vessel who is humble and ready to serve, Lord God, whenever needed. We thank you, oh God, that you're blessing her son and blessing everybody that concerns her. We thank you, oh God, that you're anointing her and appointing her in as a such a time as this, Lord God, that you're elevating her into her plan that you have purposely for her. We thank you, oh God, for the anointing on each and every person on this call. And we ask you, Father, that you continue to strengthen them, that you keep them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. So with that, Father, those that are being challenged in their health, we call in the blood of Jesus in the midst. And we're thanking you in advance that they are healed, they are whole, and no weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father God, that even the bereaved that are going through trying situations this moment and in this hour, oh God, that you're comforting them, that you're keeping them, Lord God, and you're letting them know that you've never left them nor forsaken them. We glorify you, oh God, because you, God, are holy. You are true, and you are our awesome God, that we can depend on any season, any hour, any minute, and know, Father God, that it is well in the midst of it all. And Lord God, according to your word, you told us that the sufferings of this world can be compared to the glory that's instilled in each and every one of us. Hallelujah. That's where we're preaching your promise and not our pain. We thank you, Father God, that you're doing the work, and it's according to your spirit. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by your spirit. Thank you, Father God, for healing those that are going through in the Bahamas. Thank you, Father God, for touching those that are in artist life. We give your name all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we want to share this call with someone today. I tell you, that replay number for today is 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085. And remember, today is Testimonial Thursday with Manager D. Lee, and I'm telling you, you're going to hear some, I'm sure, phenomenal testimonies on the Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Again, I just want to thank Minister Tiffany for allowing God to use her as we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Minister Tiffany, out there on that West Coast for allowing God to use you. Thank you again, Minister Rosalind Peters on the East Coast for allowing God to use you as you greeted and seated everyone this morning. Thank you, Minister Benita, for making an effort. But you know what? You're still victorious in Christ Jesus. And Minister Kai, thank you for stepping in and allowing God to use you. Would you come and give us the benediction?
Thank you, Prayer General Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, our Mississippi Queen, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just want to thank you for yet again allowing us to come together to learn and grow and just bask in your glory, oh God. Lord, we love you, and we want to make sure that we are walking out your Jeremiah 11:29 plan for our lives. Lord, we love you, and we know that you love us even more than we love ourselves. So, Lord, as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we just want to surrender all that we are to you. We want to lay all of our cares and concerns at your feet and thank our brother, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for making the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be returned to right relationship with you. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray and say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace.